Committee on Idea to order in the Frankie Sue Del Papa President's Conference Room on November 17th, Friday, 2025 at 3:06 p.m. Moving on to agenda item 2, compliance with Nevada open meeting law. A, was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? Yes, it was. Is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, and at the time and location listed on the agenda? Yes. And is the Zoom link working and available to the public? The answer to any of these questions is no. Okay, yes, it is posted. All right, moving on to the land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize the deep connection to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. The secretaries will now call the roll.
Chair Castro.
Present.
Senator DeBarger.
Present.
Senator Radicke.
Present.
Senator Barres.
Barres, present.
Senator Barwash.
Present.
Anna Barres.
Oh no, that's Senator Barres, you're good.
Senator Dayton.
Present.
All right, we're all present.
Quorum is present.
Yes, thank you. All right, we'll move on to agenda item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing no public comment, we'll move on to agenda item 6, adoption of minutes. I'm seeking a motion to adopt the minutes for September 26, 2025. Is there a motion?
So moved.
So moved. Is there a second?
Second.
All right.
So moved by
Senator Bardwaj.
So moved by Senator Bardwaj. Second by Senator Dayton. All right.
Not for unanimous consent.
Yeah, thank you.
That's fine.
Yeah.
All right, I suppose then we'll do a voice vote. All those in support of adopting these minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, any in opposition? Any abstaining? All right, these minutes have been adopted. Moving on to agenda item 7, reports. I'll start off with my own report, okay? I went to the last Department of IDEA meeting. Unfortunately, I was trying to go to the one today, but it was canceled due to, I'm guessing, normal concerns. But at the last meeting, we mentioned some of the stuff that you've heard from Zina at the table, which is generally their new commitment to the I Stand With Immigrants event, which they're thinking about renaming, considering they have concerns about whether or not the event it'll look like it's giving preferential treatment. They're also just getting ready to deploy their second round of their social justice packets, which I'd like almost all of you to help me in trying to disperse if you can, especially considering that some of you run your own committees. It would be very helpful. Outside of that, they're also looking at new events specifically. I'm forgetting the exact specifics of it, but I'm also looking at meeting again individually with the Department of IDEA Director Navarte in order to specifically get what we can do for them out of this committee. So yeah, are there any questions? Okay, moving on to Senator Barres.
No report.
Yes, of course, that's fine. Senator DeBarger.
No report.
That's fine. Senator Radke, do you have a report?
Small.
That's fine, okay. Go for it.
All right, hi guys. For my liaison position, I'm setting a time to meet with Assistant Director Ross for international students. We're still working on the time, so I'll let you know. If you wanna join, let me know, I'll be too.
Are there any questions for Senator Radke? Okay, Senator Barwash?
Also, a small report. I met with the College of Science Advisory Board this morning, and I talked about the new life sciences building that is under planning, and I asked about ADA compliant measures that they're taking in regards to that facility. They said that they have an agency in mind already that they're going to be working on. I requested that they keep ASUN in the loop, and they seem pretty excited about having students involved in that sort of planning process, so I'll keep you guys updated.
Awesome. Are there any questions for Senator Bardwaj? All right. Seeing that, we're going to move on to agenda item 8, old business. Before we begin liaison adoptions, I'd like those members of the committee who have been in this committee previously to state their specific liaison affiliation that they have now. Can we start with Senator Radke?
Yes, I am the liaison for the international students.
All right. And, oh wow. Yeah, okay. And I'm the liaison for the Department of IDEA, so, and everything else that wasn't covered for a little bit, but now that you're all here, we can begin doing that. All right, would anyone like to start by by appointing themselves to, I'm sorry, let me read off for you the liaisons that are open specifically first. I was about to say, you guys should all know this. I'm kidding. You shouldn't. All right, let me get that for you guys specifically. All right. Okay. I also want to commend Senator Bardwaj for thinking of ADA compliance when talking about the life science building. That showcases a lot of forward thinking. Very appreciative of that.
Is ADA compliance
going to
be safety, sustainability, and
wellness? Usually it crosses over between both. Yeah, it's definitely interesting. Okay, so with that, I'll state our open liaison positions, which is Path to Independence with Nicole Wadden, the Disability Resource Center with Shane Carter, the First Generation Student Services with James Beattie, the Multicultural Center with Marky Wilder, and the Undocumented Students with Janet Najira, and the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Would anyone like to appoint themselves? Yes, the chair recognizes Senator Barris.
I move to place myself on the liaison position for the First Generation Student Services through unanimous consent.
Second.
Okay, is there any dissent? Any abstains? All right, Senator Barris, you're within the liaison position. Is there anyone else? Oh, Senator Bardwaj.
I move to place myself to the liaison position for the Multicultural Service Center through unanimous consent.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? All right, seeing none. You are now the liaison position, or you are now for the Multicultural Center. Anyone else? Senator Barger, yes.
I'm to place myself in the liaison position for the Path to Independence.
All right, is there a second?
Sorry.
Oh, I didn't make it three names.
Oh,
can
did
I
you?
Make
it? Yes.
I'm to place myself in the position of liaison to Path to Independence for unanimous consent.
Second.
All right, is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, you're now within the liaison position. Senator Dayton?
I moved myself to the liaison for the Disability Resource Center for unanimous consent.
Second.
Excuse me, I'm going to say a quick point of order. I did not unmute my mic for the majority of the beginning part of the Zoom portion, which is my mistake. Are you okay with the notes at this point in time?
Yeah, just when you're saying can you please say seconded by?
Yes.
And just so I have it on the recording.
Absolutely.
That's why I asked you earlier, because I was I need to have it on the recording.
Perfect. I'm incredibly sorry.
No, you're good.
That.
Don't. No, you're good.
Okay. Is there anyone else who'd like to appoint to a liaison position this time? All right. Seeing that, I believe we... Can you read out the new liaison positions, please?
I don't really have, all of them. I have, a few. I have Barris, Bardwaj... Is that how you say your name,
yeah.
Bardwaj?
Okay.
DeBarger, and then I started writing Dayton, Disability of Resource, right?
Disability
yeah.
Resource Center.
Okay,
but
so...
But honestly, just... Do we have to have everything on the Zoom?
No. You're totally fine. I just wanted to just state it for the air. You have them all. You can add Radke as Office of International Students.
Yep, I have that.
And then, so you have them all. You're not missing anything.
No.
Do you mind reading them?
Oh, well, look. This is... And I just go back on my recording and,
Ooh.
Fill in the blanks.
Okay.
That's
just
why...
For order, I'm going to ask that we redo that. I'm very sorry about that, but I wanted to be clear on the recording for the secretaries. All right. Would we begin self-appointing again?
Right.
I'm sorry about that, you guys.
No, you're fine.
It's okay.
Are you sure? I can just go back and,
It's...
That's what I always
no,
do.
No, you're totally
okay.
These things get confusing. It's all right. Okay. Would anyone like to start? The chair recognizes Senator Barris.
That's exactly right.
I move to place myself on the liaison position of First Generation Student Services through unanimous consent.
Second.
All right, seconded by Senator Bardwaj. And that's, okay, First Generation Student Services. All right, did you get that?
Yep.
Okay. Senator Bardwaj?
I move to place myself on the liaison position for the Multicultural Service Center through unanimous consent.
Second.
Seconded by Senator Barris, Multicultural Center. Senator DeBarger?
I move to place myself in liaison position for the Path to Independence through unanimous consent.
Second.
Seconded by Senator Barris. I'm sorry. All right. And that was for Path to Independence.
Yes.
All right. Senator Dayton?
I move to place myself on the liaison position for the Disability Resource Center through unanimous consent.
Second.
Seconded by Senator Bardwaj.
Gosh.
You can't have all of them. All right. Seeing that...
Point of information.
Yes, of course.
So the undocumented students is still open, and then the Office of Diversity and Inclusion is still open.
I'm going to, for the sake of that, the chair, it's regular in SAS that the chair take those positions if no one else would like them. I'm already in contact with the undocumented students, so I'll prefer to take that liaison position as well. So for the record, I move to appoint myself to the Office of Undocumented Students by unanimous consent.
Second.
Seconded by Senator Bardwaj. Is there any dissent?
You appoint yourself to the office?
To the liaison, sorry, the liaison, basically, of the undocumented students, officially. But yes, all right. And then that leaves the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Is there any interest in that? If not, I can also take that myself. Okay, I move to appoint myself to the liaison position of the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion by unanimous consent. Seconded by Senator DeBarger. All right, got it. That's just me formally. I take those rules now too. I was already in contact. All right, with that, we're gonna move on to agenda item 9, new business. Agenda item 9A is the election of a vice chair. Is there anyone who would like to nominate themselves or someone else for the position of vice chair for the Committee on IDEA? Okay, also, if we would at this time like to discuss who would be interested in nominating, I can split the chamber to showcase interest. Would that be preferred at this time?
Yes.
Okay, I motion to open discussion on the election of a vice chair. Is there a second? Okay, seconded by Senator Bardwaj. You guys can freely discuss. Okay, I'm sorry. What?
She said she
would. You want to?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, is there anyone else wants to? You guys can run against each other if you want to, but I know you're also nice.
I nominate Senator Radke.
Okay. Senator Radke, do you accept this nomination?
I do.
Okay, awesome. Senator Radke, do you have a presentation or speech you'd like to give? It's okay if you don't. Okay, Senator Radke, would you like to leave the room while we consider your nomination?
Sure.
You can. It's up to you. Fully, you can leave or you can stay.
I'm just
going
to stay here.
Okay, are there any points of discussion on the nominee? I'm seeking a motion to previous question.
Second.
It would be so moved.
Oh, so moved, yeah.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Barris. All right. All those in favor of Senator Radke as Vice Chair for the Committee on IDEA, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Any information?
Yes.
Can we vote on the motion to pre-discussion first?
Yes, we would. Okay. You're right. All those in favor of voting, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Oh, hello, guys.
I'm so sorry. What?
All those in favor of voting to vote, or all those in favor of voting on the nominee, please say aye.
Aye.
All right. Seeing all ayes, the chamber has agreed to vote. All those in favor of appointing Senator Radke to the vice chair position of Committee on IDEA, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay, seeing none, Senator Radke has now been elected vice chair of the Committee on IDEA. All right. Well, now moving down to agenda item 9B, which is SR 93, a resolution to support and protect UndocuPAC. I'm going to set discussion, or actually, since we have the author of this piece here, would the author like to give anything to us, the committee, in terms of saying anything?
Yeah.
Does the committee give permission to Senator Issa to speak?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Senator Issa, the floor is yours.
Great. Thank you, Chair Castro, members of the committee. I'm very excited to present this piece of legislation here today. This piece was written in response to the Department of Justice issuing a letter to the university essentially threatening a federal investigation into the university for its UndocuPAC program. The Department of Justice alleges that that the university is violating federal law by providing public resources to illegal aliens, as the language we use, illegal aliens. And I've been in discussion with Director Najera from UndocuPAC alongside Claudia Aguayo, who's the head of UNR Legal Counsel, to help draft this resolution. And essentially all we're doing is we're outlining what UndocuPAC is, and we're basically saying, hey, the claims that are made in the DOJ letter are false and unsubstantiated, and essentially issuance stands with President Sandoval in his position in protecting UndocuPAC, and we stand with him in protecting this service. In addition to that, we've also been in discussions with Faculty Senate in hopes of potentially having us pass a joint resolution in support of and document with them as well. And all how that works is on their November 14th meeting, they're going to have a vote on this resolution as well. And so they're going to pass it, and I hope the Senate passes it as well at the our meeting on, I believe it's November 17th or 18th, one of those dates. But yeah, that's what this resolution is all about. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to take them.
Are there any questions for the author? Seeing no questions, we'll move into discussion. Is there anyone who would like to make a point of discussion? This is also the time where we would be amending the piece if there's any amendments to be made. So please look at the piece thoroughly. Are there any points of discussion? Senator Dayton?
So the people that you're having this be sent to, why are you sending it to the chancellor?
We are sending to the chancellor based off of the recommendations of Claudia Aguayo as well as Faculty Senate. They really want this to be sent to the chancellor, just so that way that he knows that we are really past the piece and that we are in support of UndocuPAC, seeing as the chancellor and the Board of Regents oversees the university and such, they have some sort of sway over which direction that UndocuPAC program actually goes.
Are there any other points of discussion?
I also actually one last thing to add to that. There is a rule that was added recently to the Board of Regents that says that any resolution that is sent to them will be read into their public record after next Board of Regents meeting. So this will be read into the record should ASU choose to pass it at the meeting. It will be read into the record at Board of Regents should we choose to pass it.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to make a point of information. Senator Issa, as you're also parliamentarian, would you say that the proper language for asking the committee to recommend this piece to the Senate is motion to previous question and then voting on whether or not we'd like to favorably recommend?
Correct.
Okay. At this point...
Although, a motion to previous question isn't necessary because, as chair, you have the ability to end discussion questioning and just move straight into a vote.
Thank you. So. Perfect. Considering that, we'll move into a vote on whether or not... Oh, Senator DeBarger? Senator Broadwash.
I know, but this is another point of...
excuse me.
Information for the author, is that allowed?
Yeah, of course.
Has the DOJ, actually started reviewing the DocuPAC, or is it still just the urging of the DOJ to investigate the DocuPAC?
As of right now, we are kind of unsure which direction this is going because the federal government shut down.
Yep.
The DOJ is not investigating the UNR as it stands right now because the government is shut down, of course. So what we're assuming is going to happen is once the government does pass a funding bill, that the DOJ is going to get back to operations and they are going to resume their investigation into UNR once that occurs.
All right. Are there any other questions or points of discussion? All right, seeing no other points, we'll move into voting. I'd like, if you are interested in favorably recommending this piece of legislation to the Senate body for the next scene meeting, please say aye at this time.
Aye.
Is there anyone in opposition of favorably recommending this piece? Anyone abstaining? Seeing that, the ayes have it, and we will favorably recommend this piece to the Senate body at the next meeting. Awesome. Thank you. All right. Given that, we'll be moving on to agenda item, agenda item 10, public comment. Is there any public comment that will be heard at this time? No? Okay. Seeing no one, we'll move on to everyone's favorite item, which is agenda item 11, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting of the Committee on IDEA in the Frankie Pseudo-Pappas Conference Room, Friday, November 7th at 3:25 p.m.